Today's daf in Masechet Shviit, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Nun. And we were in the middle of this very important machlokas that has implications, it would appear, has implications all over Shas. We'll see that actually, because of the stira that we saw yesterday in Reb Zera, that it's not really Nogea everything. It's Nogea Bedafke Shviyas, as we'll see. So remember that according to Reb La and according to Reb Yimi, we said that the halacha is that the only time that you can actually be mevatel the growth of Shminis into Shviyas is where we're talking about an actual mixture. But if you have additional growth in the eighth year, that increases the size of your onion bulb, you can't be mevatel a bulb, because only tarovas you could be mevatel, but gidulin you cannot be mevatel. That was the last thing that we said before, and that we all agreed. Fine. And now we brought a raya of the case of kloy hakerem. So we said, in a case of kloy hakerem, the reason I'm reviewing this is because we have to explain the steer in Rabbi Zera. So here it's Rabbi Zera, who quotes Rabbi Yonatan, that if you took an onion out of a kloy hakerem and you planted it somewhere else, afilo osif kama, I don't care if it was even 500 times as much. Remember, you need 200 times as much to be mevatel, but when it comes to kloy hakerem over here, I don't care if it was 500 times as much. There's no way that you would ever be mater kloy hakerem. She'en gidulei heter, malin asa yisim. Okay, so you see that Rav La and Rav Ami are right. Okay, but meanwhile, you end up, of course, with a stira in Rabbi Zera. And we didn't even discuss that. I mean, so here's Rabbi Zera saying, Lamaisa, exactly what Rav La said. So how exactly are we supposed to understand Rabbi Zera? So, Lamaisa, the Gemara that we had before, a while back, but we had the Gemara in the Dorim, that said that there's a unique situation when it comes to Shemitah, as opposed to Kloy HaKerem. Kloy HaKerem is not considered to be that the ground asered it. It's not the ground that asered it. It's the Tarovis. So, Mimela, you can't look at it just because now it's in different ground, now it's going to be Mutter. That we not Bavato. Hashem came when the ground itself becomes mutter, the difference between the Shana HaShviyas and the Shana HaShminis, that's considered to be a bittul. And therefore, Rabbi Zera was only referring to Shviyas, and he wasn't referring to Kloy HaKerem or anything else that would be Nogea, a bulb. A bulb, he would agree with Rav La, except when it comes to Shemitah. So, I mean, exactly what the Svara is on that, there's a lot of wonderful things that we learned back in the Dorim, explaining why that's true. Well, one of the most fascinating shitas was the Rosh. The Rosh says that the ground happens by itself. And therefore, if it happens by itself, it's considered to really be a tar. It's not like something changed, something external changed, that you moved it from one location to another location and so on. That would be similar to being mevatel it biyadayim. Masha'enken, if the ground changes, so then that is a definitive change that's automatic, and therefore it redefines the growth. Okay, there's a lot of other approaches over there. It's not so much Nogei Arsugya, because Arsugya doesn't even ask it as a stira on Rabbi Zera, but at least we know that we don't have to worry about that stira. Okay, so now we have two approaches, right? We've got Legabe Shviyas. So we've got Rabbi Zera's approach, and we've got the approach of Rav La and Rav Yimi. Now the question is, the idea of the Mishnah, Matnita Pliga, the Mishnah argues, this is still on Memtes Amud Beis. So the Mishnah says to Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah in Trumas that Gidule Truma, Truma, Gidule Giduleim are Chulin, but when it comes to Teva, Maisarisha, Shviyas, Sviche Shviyas, Trumas Chutzlaretz, Meduma, Bikurim, all of these cases, the Gidulim are considered to be Chulin, and the Braita says, when is it considered to be Chulin? Only Bameh Devarim Amurim, where we're talking about a seed. So if something actually was planted, you had Truma, you took a seed from the Truma, you planted it. Over there, the seed disappears. in the ground. That's part of the growing process. But if you have a bulb doesn't disappear. The bulb keeps growing and shooting out new pieces. So there, of course, we wouldn't say that. So where do we say that you could be mefatal these things by putting them in the ground where they're mutter bedavash zarokala? Ava bedavash ein zarokala? It doesn't matter how many layers down we're talking about. Even if it's gidule gidulin, it's considered to be asurim. And it says beferish over here, essentially, that onions, that we know. I mean, there's mamish, it says beferish, that onions are considered to be a dover that are ein zarokola. So there's nothing to discuss about that issue. Okay, so then Reb Zera is wrong. He says that an onion from Shvias is mutter if you have rove of the growth growing when it was replanted in Shminis. How do you explain that? Ma'avada Rebbe Zira. What is Rebbe Zira going to do with the Mishnah? With the Braisa? Pasul l'pekdesh shviyas bebiur. Avolachila? Kivin shirab alavachadash mutar. Remember that the whole thing began with the difference between something that is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, where over there we can never be mevatel it. That's how we started the sugya. And something that there's no way to be matir. So there's no way to be matir. Obviously, sviche shviyas. But there is a way to be matir eating if you're talking about before the zman of the biur. Therefore, Tainis Rebbe Zera, that's talking about a case where something had kedusha shviyas and now you want to eat it without doing biur. That's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Do biur. Go ahead, go be mafkir. Aval achila? Kivan sherab al avachadash, there's no din that could possibly be matir something once, if it's not a davar sheyesh lo matiri. So then once you have rov, then in a chinami, it would be mutter. So where are we talking about? Only cases where it's a davar sheyesh lo matiri. Okay. Now, Rabbi Abahu once went to the Arbel. No, Gavi, it would be nice, but I know you're tempted, and so am I, but maybe not today. So Rabbi Avo went up to the Arbel, and he comes to the house of Rababa Bar Binyamin, and he comes to his home, he's Kabul, Rababa Bar Binyamin, and he was asking the Shilas about these various onions, these same type of onions that we're talking about. Atun v'shalin le'be'elin batzlaya, they grew during Shviyas, and then they had this new growth during Shminis, and he wanted to know if he can rely on being mevatel, the old growth with the new growth, and he told them that halacha is like Rabbi Zira, and they can. Kivan shirabal av chadash mutter, as long as you have more chadash than yashan, so then you have more Shminis than Shviyas, it's going to be okay. So then, Rabbi Abba Bar Binyamin sees that they are about to make a sandwich with the onions that he was matir for them. He said to them, no, anilo amarti ela, correct yours seems to be b'meduchanim. I was only talking about onions that were all smashed. Where over there, it's the tarovis of the new growth with the old growth. Well, I never meant that you can keep the entire onion and you can make a sandwich with the onion without its being bought up. You can't be mevatel a bulb by new growth on the same bulb. Now, says Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, listen here, guys. Don't think they're so stupid that they didn't understand what he was saying. I actually myself know the whole story, okay? You don't know the whole story. I'll tell you the whole story. The whole story in the Gemara is called Rosh HaVesof. I know where it began and I know where it ended. That's the equivalent in English. I can tell you the whole story. The whole story was, of course he was matir the onion. Obviously, if he only meant to be matir medukanim, he never would have said, da halacha like Rabbi Zira. He would have explained what he's talking about. That makes no sense. What happened is that he did paskin that it was mutter. Then some of his talmidim came along and they told Rabbi Abo that, you know, Rabbi La and Rabbi Ami, they disagreed, and they hold you can never be matir. So then he felt, oh, I don't want to argue with Rabbi Lau. So because of that, so he backed off, basically. He backed off and pretended, no, I'm only mine. That was what really happened. But the fact is that he had originally Paskin like Rabbi Zira. And so we are now at a very important moment where Richie should feel really bad. We'll have to send him this recording. And he would have said, Zakta Hela Commissioner. Okay, so now we're up to Halacha Dalid in Perek Shishi. So now we're moving on to another issue. It's actually an issue that we had sort of discussed before, but only Benogea Luf. And that was because Luf, remember, was kept very often from the sixth year all the way through till the eighth year. So, okay, so we discussed when you have to worry about Luf coming from Shemitah or when you can assume that the Luf is okay. That was very unique to Luf. But now the question over here is, what's the din bichlal by when would it be mutter to actually be kina in yonim and not worry that you're bumped into pairs of shvias? So now let's consider the situation. You want to go out and buy some veggies. Okay, so first of all, you've got the problem of svichin, right? If the veggies did grow and came from shvias. So then, in order, remember, we have this Isser Drabbanan according to most of the Tanaim, and we have an Isser Drabbanan of Svichin, and they said that since people will pretend that they have pears that they planted in Shvias, and they'll pretend that these were just like growths that grew on their own, and I picked them from my fields, because of that they ossered all of the things, even if they would grow on their own. So this was only to get things that could be planted. Obviously, when it was talking about, let's say, fruit, there's no such thing as an Isser Svechim. But when it comes to veggies, so there's considered to be Svechim. Now, what's the din of veggies? Veggies go according to Lakita. So, Bepashtas, if you pick this veggie in the Shana Shminis, so then the din should be that now it's considered to be a veggie of the Shminis. But a gezeira was made that ossered even things that were fully grown before. And because, again, people would be mekel on svichin, so because of that, they ossered even post-shvias svichin, assuming that they were actually grown during shvias, mostly, that they finished most of the growth. It's a big machlokas about whether what we're talking about in this Mishnah is even if we know for a fact that they were picked during Shminis, that they're asur min rabbana, or that we have to be chayshesh min rabbana, that they were picked during Shvias, but not that we would actually say that we would asur if we know about it. Okay, but at what point are you allowed to actually buy these veggies and not have to worry about them, is the question over here. So me'ematai mutar adam likach yerek b'metzay shvias without having a chashash that maybe these are svichei shvias. Well, mi sheyaaseh kayotzei bo. If there's enough time to grow such veggies from the end of Shemitah, kulo in the Shminis, then you have a right to be semech that these are new vegetables that grew during the Shana Shminis. And therefore, it would be okay. How about if you live in a place where things grow very quickly, so it's a warm climate, also habakir, so places that grow first, then we're matar everywhere. You don't have to say, since around here, we don't get it so quickly. You don't know, maybe it was brought in from, you know, some better place. They brought it from Tveria, where it was much warmer. You can rely on that. Hutar ha'afil, even if this is a place where things grow slowly, you could also be toiler that it came from the Bechir. Now, Rebbe was matir buying yirakot immediately at Metzai Shabbos, and this is a big discussion of what happened. There was actually a maisa that the Yerushalmi doesn't bring it over here, but brings it in Peah, and that actually Rebbe, some of his Talmidim brought him a couple of radishes, two radishes, And those radishes were so big that they actually had to transport those radishes in a giant bushel bag for two radishes. And it was Mitzvah Shviyas. And it was only after Yom Kippur. So there wasn't much time to grow. And Rebbe said, where'd you get such radishes from? They said to him, Rebbe, we planted these radishes on Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah, and we harvested them today. So they grew so much in two or three days. Yes, they grow so much. So it was even not including Shabbos there, right? Okay, so because of that, that was one reason that we would be matir, according to Rebbe. But in the Bavli, and here in Mitzmashra, that the pshat is entirely based on the fact that they ended up being makel to import veggies from Chutz La'aretz. So this took place over a period of time, as we're going to see, because people didn't have enough to eat, so they ended up being matir, importing vegetables. Importing vegetables was a big problem, remember, because of the fact that it has dirt on it, and the dirt would come from Chutz La'aretz, would be tamei, and it would be matami mishum gusha. So this originally, they were very much, but not to bring it, and then in the end, they did bring it. Okay. But the case in Peah is a very beautiful case. All right, we don't bring it over here. All right, then that would be according to Reb. Now, how about Shemen Sreifa? So here it tells us you're not allowed to be Motzi Shemen Sreifa or Perishvias from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. You cannot do that. Now that would be, remember, that if you take something that is shvius into Chutz La'aretz, that could cause tremendous problems. Why? So the Shemen Sreifa, I mean, what's the problem with Shemen Sreifa? Shemen Sreifa is anyway tummy, right? You're not allowed to eat Shemen Sreifa, and basically you're going to be using it only for a lamp. You're going to be using it maybe in your oven to cook with. But the din is fascinating. It's such a beautiful halacha. The din is that when you have hegdesh, you have kachim that are psulim. Where do you burn kachim psulim? You have to burn it in the kema. Perishvias are like kachim. And the place of the kachim is in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore you have to burn the Shemen Sreifa in Eretz Yisrael. Here, amazing, amazing halacha. And the Shemen Sreifa of Truma as the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. Now, the question is, what's the Din L'gabi Shviyas? Is that the same kind of issue, that they're not, doesn't belong in Chutz La'aretz, or is it a completely different point over here? So that's not clear. We're going to see in the Mishnah whether the two halachas are really totally related, or whether they're actually different dinim. Fine. So as far as Truma is concerned, the Psak is, what's the din when it comes to Shviyas? So there is an equivalent halacha. Why? Because if you learn that biur means that you're supposed to burn them, actually burn them, and not just be mafkir them, right? So the idea over there is also, according to the Rambam, nogea exactly this halacha. The same way that you don't burn kachim out of their place. You don't burn perishvias out of their place. If you took it to Chutz La'aretz, so you would be burning them out of their place. It turns out to be beautiful halacha of shvias. Okay. Others learn that the pshat is that we're worried that if you bring things to Chutz La'aretz, people are not bekiyim over there in the dinim of biur and so on. So maybe they'll eat them. They'll eat them beisr. They don't know about kedusha shvias. They don't know how to take care of things before biur. Omer Rebbe Shimon. So that would be why it would be us. Omer Rebbe, or, okay, it's different Yerushalayim. Shamati Beferush, I can tell you that I heard that Motzim L'Surya, Ve'im Motzim L'Chutz La'aretz. I heard that Surya does not have a din of Chutz La'aretz in terms of this thing. And there, even though Lamaisa doesn't have the full halacha of Eretz Yisrael, nonetheless, you can't take it to Chutz La'aretz, meaning even from Surya to Chutz La'aretz, but you can't take things into Surya. So Motzien L'Surya, Ve'en Motzien, meaning Ein Motzien even Mi Surya, L'Chutz La'aretz. So Kabik these dinim, we gave you the halacha of Eretz Yisrael. Now the question is, today, nowadays. This is a major issue. Why? Because they market esrogim of Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laretz. And those esrogim would be Kodesh B'Kedush HaShviyas. Now, if the Kodesh B'Kedush HaShviyas, so then they would be also, if you learn that this Isser Drabonon would mean that it's an Isser Achila and not just an Isser in exportation, so then you're not allowed to use an Esrog for Sukkah, so you're not allowed to eat. So then it turns out that all of the Esrogim that they exported to Chutz Laretz were puzzle. And you had to buy, this of course would mean everybody has to agree with Chabad. You have to buy Yanav Esrogim, because we have a Kabbalah that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kach, the pre-Eitz Hadar, he said, Mi Yanavar, right? Okay. So, anyway, so the Chazon Ish paskins, there's no end to the chuspah. But anyway, so the Chazon Ish paskins, that even though it may be usher to export them, of course, this would be no gay, at what point the Esrogim get the Kedusha Shriya? So it's a very complex kind of argument. Okay, but since once you did it, Titus the Chazon Ish, we don't find that there was a knas that afilu b'diavad, that it would be considered to be usher. So because of that, it ends up, according to him, that even the Chazon Ish is matter using it in Chutz Laretz once it's there. Okay. Now, there's also an additional question. The additional question is in the other direction. Can you bring Truma from Chutz Laretz into Eretz Yisrael? So, I mean, if you're going to allow that, so then that would mean that the Kohanim are going to be running to Chutz Laretz to be able to get their Truma. Well, we certainly don't want that, right? So, originally made a Gezeira that they shouldn't be bringing it to Eretz Yisrael, and we give them all away to the Kohanim in Chutz Laretz, and even though this would mean that you're not going to have access to that Truma, but Lamaisa, why would, I mean, you have to ask yourself, what would they do with such Truma? Anyway, Chutz Laretz is Tomei, so Shul would be Tomei, fine. They would want it in order to use in the lamps. Why not? And therefore, we answer it. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Shamati Beferush. Here too, is the different Gersaos, whether it's Rabbi or Rabbi Shimon. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Shamati Beferush, Shemevin Misuria. The same halacha I heard, that you would bring Truma from Suria to Eretz Yisrael, but not from Chutz Laretz, meaning not even from Chutz Laretz into Suria. Okay, that would be the Lechor, the Chiddush at the end of the Mishnah. Now, Berishona. So what was the whole development of this? The truth is that it used to be usher to bring Yerakot from Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael anywhere. So Ayerek Asur Bisfarei Eretz Yisrael, even if you were right around the border, so it's very convenient, Afal Piken, you weren't allowed to bring in any kind of veggies into Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah. No, you didn't have what to eat, too bad. Then, when it became clear that people were unable to be eimed in such a gezerah, and remember that a gezerah is batal if it doesn't take hold, so they were beidek, and they saw that people around the border were buying all the time anyway from these Arab places outside. So itkinu shia yerek muter bisvarei Eretz Yisrael. They were originally matir border towns, and they said, okay, you can bring in veggies from Chutz Laretz to the border towns. But afa pikein haya asur lavi yerek mechutz laretz laretz. But they certainly were not matir having real importation. You would be able to sell anywhere, just along the border where they weren't able to be eimed. Then afterwards, it became very difficult to survive in Eretz Yisrael without allowing imports, so they ended up being matir. Remember that the whole thing of the gezer of the tomb and so on, all of that is a drabana. So they were matir in the end, and it kino shemutalov yerek michutz laretz laretz. Aval piken, but they maintained the iser of likach yerek b'mitzar shvias miyat. So even though there were veggies that were being imported, they didn't say, well, since they're imported, you don't have to worry that you go into Machane Yehuda that you're going to be buying peros from Eretz Yisrael. After all, there's so many imports. No, they weren't matir originally. And in the end, Rebbe was mevatel that takana, and he was matir to buy immediately. Why? because there are veggies. So now this is not the way that Yerushalmi says the story over in Peah. We're over there. Rebbe learned from that Maisa that it's possible to have your Yerakot 1 or 2 days later. And so obviously, since the Mishnah says Miyad, if you take it as meaning Miyad, so then the Maisa in Peah doesn't help, because still you have to wait a couple of days until the veggies can grow. So if you learn it's Miyad, it would have to be because of the fact that there was importation that had been allowed, which was a big change. The only thing that Rebbe refused to allow to be buying miyad was kaplutas. Kaplutas are leeks, and that was something that you didn't import. That's what Rebbe thought. Now, Maisa, all the people in Tzipori, where Rebbe lived, they loved leeks, and they were not very happy with this psak because they knew that they do import leeks. So what did they do to get Rebbe to realize he made a mistake? So they took this beautiful leek and they dressed it up in ashes on its head, and they put sackcloth around the bottom of the leek, and then they paraded it around the town with signs that says, "Poor leeks, what did the poor leek do to deserve this type of terrible treatment by the best in Tzipori?" These stories today are just adorable stories, right? Okay. So they had a real nice sense of humor. So they made a demonstration. And Al-Bashine Saka v'Gitmas, they put out sackcloth and ashes on the leek. And then they march around, Ma chota dein min ko yarka, what is the sin of a leek more than any other vegetable? Anyway, so Rebbe got the message, reanalyzed, and he was matter the leeks as well. That's great. Ula b'yishmo, b'shem Rebbe Chanina, and Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi bar Yehuda, according to him, this was the story, they went to Akko, and this was right after Shviyas that they went to Akko. Okay, now Akko is, as we saw before, it's the Sefar. And so Rebbe is interested in everybody knowing his Psak Halacha. This is about the time that the Paris in the Sefar, he said, were mutter because they allowed the importation. Okay, so he comes to the house of Rebbe Mana. So Rebbe says to Rebbe Mana, make me some stir fries. I want stir fried veggies. Why did Rebbe say that? Because he wanted everybody to see that here it is right after Shviyas, and he's making stir fries. How could it be? Weren't stir fries usser? So because of that, people would realize, oh, so they must have been mevatel the isser on veggies. Okay. So what did Rebbe Mana do? After he says to him, make us the stir fries, literally, lefes echad shel yerek, it means a frying pan full of yerekot, make us stir fries. So he comes, and he brings them steak of a little coupon. The next day he says, okay, stir fries, you get it? I want stir fries. So, okay, so aselano lefes echad shel yerek, he gets chicken of a tarnegulta. So Rebbe says, what the? What's going on over here? I see that this is no good, Nick. Niker Jose, Shilmi Petach Shmuel. He apparently disagrees with me because he heard that Shmuel was already, at that time, was already Choshev. And he apparently agrees with the Rebbe Shmuel, and he holds that it's usher to buy miyad. And he has the chutzpah, even though I tell him to go ahead and to make me stir fries. So because of that, he doesn't make me stir fries. Omerle Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. No. Chas v'shalom. That's not true. Even if he would have been a Talmud of Shmuel, and he would never have not brought the stir fries. If you ask him for stir fries, there's no way. I'll explain to you what happened over here. The reason that he didn't bring you stir fries is because he's a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yerek is usher even on the Svar. That would be the point. So then Kadasa Begapa, so one time, Rebbe Mana, later on, whatever, it could be years later. So Rebbe was not very happy. And Rebbe Mana actually told him over that, no, you should know that I only did that shtick because of Rebbe Yehuda. So it wasn't like, oh, my legs, Rebbe said, it still wasn't nice. Tzarich Avita Avikavatim. You should have done what I told you to do. I wanted to be mefarsim an approach, so that's why I did it. Now, it's very interesting that it happens to be that, remember we had before, we were doing Erevin in the Daf Yomi, so we had before that it's dangerous for your stomach to eat a lot of vegetables. And he wanted to protect. This is what the Marat Fulda explains. It's definitely not very much the pashtus of the sugya, but since Shmuel was a doctor, so he's saying Shmuel. He's saying he's be pesach for Shmuel. Not that he was relying on Shmuel shaloki ochasa. He was relying on his personal physician, who told him, "Don't give Rebbe stir fries. You're gonna make his stomach condition worse." Remember, Rebbe had a terrible stomach condition. Because of that, he didn't want to. That's how he explains the Gemara, which is what Ramana explained to him later on, that he shouldn't be makpid because he did it only for the medical issue. Okay, fine. It's very sweet. Anyway, so getting back now, the Mishnah says in the Dorim that somebody who makes a neder from a yerek, ooh, see, I've gone a little bit over time here. Okay. We'll stop until tomorrow. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, Rabbi Osai, it was lovely being with you. It was especially lovely being with you at the Kever of Rabbi Osai Galili. It was amazing. And we were zeicha to learn his Shita today in the Bavli, and to have all of this wonderful dinim of the Chashivas of Eretz Yisrael and the Yerushalmi. And now I wish you that we should be zeicha tomorrow, both for Bavli and Yerushalmi, amidst the celebration of the Nisim and Niflei, Shiyasim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to protect the Chas V'Shalom. There shouldn't be one person, as it says, God, Hu Yagud Akev, right? That means he went back with the same number of soldiers that he went out there. Exactly, not one single loss, that we should be zeicha to see that type of milchama, not to have any losses at all. Yeshua's Hashem Karefayim. Looking forward to being zeicha to learn with you tomorrow. As is Hashem Kol Tov.